Welcome to the teaching ministry of Daybreak Community Church. They invite you to join them for worship at 10 a.m. Sunday morning at 342 Nold Avenue in downtown Worcester. More information is at dccworcester.org. Here's Pastor Richard Frazier bringing real hope to real people from Daybreak Community Church.
Good morning, my friends. I'm Pastor Richard Frazier from Daybreak Community Church in downtown Worcester. We're glad you could join us here on 104.5 The River. Before we jump into today's special message, let us prepare our hearts for the reading of today's scripture.
Good morning, Daybreak. You all know Pastor Rich is a big Browns fan. Don't ask him about the Myles Garrett trade. But anyway, the sermon this morning is titled Availability. And when Pastor Rich examines the Browns roster, the best ability he is looking for is availability. But anyway, today's message is coming from Isaiah 6:8. It's titled Available. And let me read that to you from the New International Version. I still use the 1984 version. I have not upgraded. All right, let me read Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me. Amen. That is a reading of God's word. Pastor Rich?
Thank you, Bobby, for the reading of God's word. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. To begin, let me ask you, have you ever noticed how much we love to know what's next before we say yes to anything? Think about it. We want the 5-year plan before we commit to a job. We want the itinerary before we book the trip. We want the guarantee before we take the risk. It's how the world trains us to think, be cautious, gather information, protect yourself from uncertainty. But when it comes to following God, He doesn't always hand out the blueprints. No, He doesn't. As a matter of fact, more often, God just calls your name and waits for your response. That's what happened to Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 6, we find him caught up in a moment of divine encounter. He sees the Lord high and exalted, the train of His robe filling the temple. Angels cry out, Holy, 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 and Isaiah is completely undone. He's overwhelmed by God's holiness and his own unworthiness. But after God cleanses him, something incredible happens. Isaiah hears the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Notice that God doesn't give Isaiah any details. There's no description of the mission, no explanation of how hard it will be, no promise of how it will end. Just a question, just a call. And Isaiah's response is simple, powerful, and immediate. Here I am, send me. He doesn't ask where. He doesn't ask how. He doesn't even ask why. He just makes himself available. That's what this message is all about, being available to God. Because availability isn't about having all the answers. It's about having a surrendered heart. Amen? Amen. Maybe today you've been asking God for direction, for a plan, maybe for a purpose or even a next step. But what if God isn't waiting to give you more information? What if He's waiting for your availability? In a world where we crave control, God is looking for people who will trust Him enough to say, Lord, whatever you want, I'm yours, here I am. Now, Isaiah's availability didn't appear out of nowhere. It was born out of a moment with God, an encounter that had changed everything. Before he could say, here I am, send me, Isaiah had to see who God truly was, recognize who he truly was, and experience God's transforming grace. And that's where true availability begins for every one of us, which leads us this morning to point number one, Availability begins with an encounter. Availability begins with an encounter. Let us look at Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Isaiah's calling didn't begin with a task, it began with a vision. Before he ever heard God's voice, he saw God's glory. The setting is significant. In the year that King Uzziah died, Uzziah's reign had been long and prosperous, but it ended in tragedy after his pride led to judgment. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 16 through 21. His death symbolized a moment of national uncertainty. Leadership was changing, the throne was empty, and the people were fearful about what would come next. But while the earthly throne sat vacant, Isaiah saw that heaven's throne was still occupied. Kings rise and fall, but the Lord reigns forever. Psalm chapter 93, verse 1 and 2. This encounter anchors Isaiah's entire ministry. Before he could speak for God, he had to see God. Before he could represent heaven on earth, he had to stand in heaven's presence. Availability begins not with activity, but with awe. Isaiah's eyes were open to the majesty and holiness of God. The Lord seated on a throne, exalted, surrounded by a seraphim, calling out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. That cry of holy wasn't mere repetition. It was emphasis, the ultimate declaration of God's perfection and uniqueness. This encounter shatters our illusions of control and independence. Why? Because when we see God for who he truly is, holy, sovereign, glorious, we can no longer live as though we are the center of our own story. That's where availability begins. When our hearts are captured by the greatness of God, surrender becomes the only reasonable response. The Apostle Paul experienced something similar on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. Before he could be sent to the nations, he had to be blinded by the glory of the risen Christ. Like Isaiah, his mission was birthed in an encounter, and when we truly encounter God, our priorities realign. When we truly encounter God, our priorities realign. We stop living for comfort. We stop living for control. We stop living for convenience. And we start living for the only one who is worthy. And you know what? Worship leads to willingness. Worship leads to willingness. And awe leads to availability. With that, it leads us to point number two. Availability requires surrender. Availability requires surrender. Look at Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5 with me. "Woe to me," it cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Isaiah's first response to God's holiness wasn't excitement, it was conviction. The closer he came to God's presence, the more he became aware of his own sinfulness. In that moment, Isaiah didn't compare himself to others. He compared himself to God. And in the light of that holiness, he realized that even his lips, the very instrument God would one day use to speak his word, were unclean. This is the paradox of encountering God. His holiness exposes our sin, but his mercy invites us to stay. And how did Isaiah respond? Isaiah cries out, "Woe to me, I am ruined." That's the language of surrender, not defiance, not denial, but humble confession. It's the posture God always responds to. The sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God. Psalm chapter 51, verse 17. Isaiah confesses, and immediately grace moves towards him. One of the seraphim flies to him with a live coal taken from the altar, a symbol of sacrifice and atonement, and touches his lips. The angel declares, "Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." My friends, that's the gospel in a single verse. Before God calls Isaiah to speak, he purifies the very thing that will carry his message. Before God can send us out, he wants to heal what's within. This is the divine pattern. Confession leads to cleansing, and cleansing leads to calling. Confession leads to cleansing, and cleansing leads to calling. Isaiah didn't earn God's favor. He received it. The altar coal represents what Christ would ultimately fulfill, the once-for-all sacrifice that cleanses every sinner who comes in faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 through 14. Through Jesus, we don't just get a clean slate. We get a new heart, one that's free to love, one that's free to serve, and one that's free to obey without fear. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Let me put it like this. Surrender is not about groveling. No, it's not. It's not about groveling. Surrender is about grace. When we confess our sin, we make space for God's transforming power. He takes what's unclean and makes it holy. He turns our shame into service. And here's the key. Before God could send Isaiah, he had to first heal Isaiah. Before Isaiah could speak words of truth, his lips had to be touched by fire. Before God could use us publicly, he must first purify us privately. This might not be a universal truth, but I think the general principle is still sound. Before he uses our words, he redeems our hearts. And that leads us to point number three. Availability is a daily commitment. Availability is a daily commitment. Let us look at Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" Isaiah's moment of calling comes after cleansing. Only once he's been purified does he hear the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send?" A godly invitation. God doesn't command Isaiah. He simply asks. And Isaiah, freshly forgiven and deeply transformed, responds with immediate willingness. "Here I am, send me." Now think about this. Think about this. He doesn't hesitate. He doesn't ask for destination, the timeline, or the reward. He just says yes. Isaiah's obedience is powerful because it's relational. He's not obeying for the sake of success. He's responding out of love. The one who cleansed him now calls him, and that's enough. Why? Well, because the love of Christ compels us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Isaiah's mission would be difficult. In the verses that follow, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, God tells him that the people will hear but not understand, see but not perceive. His ministry would be marked by rejection. Yet, with all that, Isaiah doesn't flinch. Why? Because Isaiah's obedience isn't dependent on the response of others. It's rooted in faithfulness to the one who sent him. That's what true availability looks like. Faithfulness even when the fruit isn't visible. It's the kind of obedience Jesus demonstrated in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Availability is not a one-time declaration. It's a daily posture. Every day, God still calls, maybe not with a booming voice from heaven, but with quiet nudges in your heart. Nudges like, "Will you forgive that person?" Nudges like, Will you speak a word of encouragement? Nudges like, will you trust me with your future? And every day we get to respond, here I am, Lord, send me. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Notice that word daily, daily. Following Jesus isn't just a one-time yes at an altar. It's a continual yes in the ordinary rhythms of life. Isaiah's here I am becomes a model for how we live, not for a single moment of calling, but for a lifetime of surrender. When we wake up each morning and place our day in God's hands, we are practicing availability. When we say yes to small acts of obedience, unseen and uncelebrated, we are living sent. When we trust God's plan, even when it leads through hardship, we are echoing Isaiah's words, here I am, send me. Daybreak Community Church, Isaiah's moment in the temple was more than a personal encounter. It was a turning point that reoriented his entire life. He came in as a prophet burdened by the chaos of his nation, and he left. He left as a messenger burdened with the heart of God. And that transformation began with one simple phrase. What was that phrase? Here I am, send me. Here I am, send me. Those words still echo today. They are the heartbeat of every person who's ever chosen to follow Jesus. Because every time we say yes to God, even when the path is unclear, even when the cost is high, we step into the kind of life we were made for. Isaiah didn't have all the answers. Do you get that? Isaiah didn't have all the answers. He didn't know how difficult his calling would be or where it would lead him. But he trusted that if the same God who revealed himself in holiness was the one sending him, then that was enough. And the same is true for us. We live in a world obsessed with knowing the plan, where security is found in clarity, not in calling. But God isn't asking for control. He's asking for availability. He's not looking for people with perfect resumes or flawless faith. You know what? They don't exist. He's looking for people who will simply say, here I am. That's what makes the Christian life so beautiful. It's not about doing great things for God. It's about saying yes to the next thing he puts before you. Sometimes that's a big public calling, a new ministry, a bold step of obedience. But often it's the quiet, hidden moments of availability that shape us the most. When you stop to listen to someone who's hurting instead of rushing by, that's availability. When you forgive someone who wounded you deeply, that's availability. When you offer what you have, even if it feels small or insignificant, that's availability. When you say, Lord, I don't understand what you're doing, but I trust you anyway, that's availability. Every here I am becomes a doorway for God to move in your life, to move in your family, to move in your church, and to move in your world. So maybe today the question isn't, what does God want me to do? Maybe the question is, am I available? Because God still calls. His voice still goes out. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And he's not looking for the most talented, the most confident, or the most qualified. Let me repeat that. Because I know this for 100% matter of fact. He's not looking for the most talented, the most confident, or the most qualified. He's looking for hearts that are surrendered, ready to trust and willing to go. So wherever you are, whatever season you're in, whatever questions remain unanswered, what if your response today was simply this? Here I am, Lord. I'm yours. send me. Here I am, Lord. I'm yours. Send me. Why don't you try that response daily, starting today? Here I am, Lord. I'm yours. Send me. Let us reflect upon his message, and God bless you. I personally want to say thank you for listening to today's message. I pray that the message challenged you and blessed you. Daybreak Community Church is a non-denominational church located at 342 Nold Avenue in downtown Worcester, and Sunday morning services are at 10 a.m. in person and on 104.5 The River. It is such a blessing for me to share God's truth with you each and every week. If you'd like to donate to our ministry, you can now do that online at dccworcester.org. That's dccworcester.org. Daybreak Community Church, dccworcester.org. All gifts are completely tax exempt and most definitely appreciated. Again, thank you all for taking the time to listen today, and thank you for supporting our ministry. God bless you.